I don't know about you, but I'm seeing fewer and fewer radio remotes these days. But what if we can make the ones that we do more valuable to the advertiser while creating content that continues working long after the remote is over? One of my earliest radio gigs was a promotions coordinator for a radio group in San Francisco. We're talking mid-90s here. Remote broadcasts, they were always exciting. Our team would drive out the van, set up the location. The personalities would jump out of their car, grab the microphone, and work the crowd. I mean, the client loved the attention. The listeners had a great time. We're talking about truly events, all right? And then we'd pack everything up, and then we'd leave. Well, 35 years later, we are not much has really changed. I think, and that's a missed opportunity, that we're doing the same remotes the exact same way that we did a long time ago. Now the players may change, you know, their air personalities may go set up the remotes and stuff like that. But I'm talking about too many stations still treating their remote like it's over once that broadcast ends. In reality, that's when some of the most valuable content for your website can begin. Every remote is an opportunity to create valuable content for your station website and your mobile app. Done right, one afternoon, a few hours there can produce articles, photos, interviews, videos, and resources that continue long after you've served your listeners, you've served the client there on location, and your station is now packed up the equipment and has, you know, moved away, but then this content can live a whole lot longer. The biggest shift is changing how you think about the remote itself before you get there. First, don't think about your website as just a place that you're going to upload a few photos afterward. Make it a part of the remote from the very, very beginning. Create an event page when the remote is announced. Continue updating it while you're on location, and then let that same page become a permanent recap once that remote is over. And if I were managing a promotions department today, I'd be telling my team something like, you know, they probably wouldn't expect this, but your job isn't finished when the remote ends. It's actually finished once you've captured everything that you can before the van leaves that we can use on our website or in any other part of our business. All right. A successful remote should create memories for those who attended, and then content for those who didn't get to come. Before the remote, your page will build excitement. You're going to be promoting that page on air and on social media. Tell listeners where you're going to be, who's broadcasting, why they should stop by, and then what they'll experience once they get there. If you're giving away this, the client's giving away that, that sort of thing. Introduce the advertiser and explain why they're involved in this event and what the big deal is, all right? Give people a reason to visit and then make it easy for them to share that page with others. Hey, did you hear about this? They're going to be there and they're going to be giving this thing away or whatever like that, all right? Before anyone even arrives, your station has already created something of value for the client. They've created a buzz. And then once you're on location, keep building that momentum on this page that can still be shared out. You know, if and don't think that you have to do this to social media, because you want to keep people coming back to your website. All right. Now, I don't mean don't write a huge news article about, you know, everything from the sidewalk and stuff like that. That's not what I'm talking about. It simply means developing a habit of, how can we capture right now what the listeners will still enjoy hearing, watching, and reading next week, next month, you know, whenever they discover this online. Sometimes that's a photo, sometimes it's a quote, sometimes it's a question that you maybe hadn't thought to ask before you arrived that day. I mean, as the afternoon unfolds, add a few photos, mention a prize winner, summarize an interview, highlight something unexpected that happened during the broadcast. Those always happen. If your station has a mobile app, send push notifications with one of those updates or maybe throughout the remote, and then link listeners back to this page on the website. All right. You probably don't even want to get social media involved in this unless you are pointing them to this page. You are not going to update social media just to keep whatever that announcement is on social media. Chances are only a fraction of your followers will actually see that message. Sure, you have a million subscribers. Only 20 of them may see that message, all right? This is the hardest thing for me to get through radio stations' heads on thinking about social media. But if you have to post it on social media, draw it back to the page where you are promoting it on air and that sort of thing, all right? So that is a big, huge mindset shift that I want to instill in you. Instead of scattering that content across social media, it's going to quickly disappear. Even if those 10, 20, 50, of those 100,000 subscribers can actually see it, it's going to be gone in just a few minutes, right? They're just going to scroll right on past it. Instead, you're building that one resource that's going to be growing throughout the day on your website, and then it's going to stay there for long after the remote ends. When it ends, don't start over with another article. Simply update the page that you've already built. Change the introduction to join us, from join this Saturday to here's what happened on this day at so-and-so. Add your best photos, include a recap of the day, thank the sponsor, recognize any organizers that were there and was a part of it, and preserve the story while it's still fresh. This page naturally evolves from a promotion into a permanent record of the event, all right? And it's going to be a whole lot bigger than it actually was. So if you just went out and you did a remote at a gas station, and this page is going to make it look like that it was the biggest event of the month, and if you weren't there, you absolutely missed this. It's more of that theater of the mind, but for online, that we're used to giving on the radio. And here's something else that I've learned over the years. Not every remote is going to go as planned. Sometimes the weather doesn't cooperate. Sometimes the client gets busy helping customers, doesn't have time for an interview. Sometimes attendance is disappointing. We've all been there. And every broadcaster has packed up a remote wondering if the afternoon was worth the effort of the gas money to get out there. Well, the good news is that the crowd isn't always the story. In fact, I'd argue that the crowd is often the least interesting part of the content that you will be bringing home after the remote. What you really have is access to something that you don't normally have. Think about it. You're standing beside people who are experts in what they do, no matter what it is. Even if they don't want to be interviewed on the air, many of them are perfectly happy to spend 5 or 10 minutes talking into a microphone that are actually not on air, but maybe you are taking notes for something else. These conversations can be some of the most valuable content that you'll publish on your website all year. Imagine for a moment that you're broadcasting from a boat dealership. Sure, you can write about the remote itself, but you can ask the salesperson what kind of boats are families buying this summer? What accessories are first-time boat owners, forgetting whenever they come in here and buy one of these boats? How should someone choose between a pontoon boat and maybe a fishing boat or a ski boat and that sort of thing? Kind of go back and forth with that. Suddenly, you've created now an article for your website that people may find interesting 2, 3, 5, 10 years from now. All right, the same idea works almost anywhere. A nursery can explain which plants thrive during the hottest months of the year. A heating and air company can share biggest mistakes that homeowners make before winter begins. A veterinarian can answer questions about, what every new puppy owner asked. A flooring company can begin to explain which materials are best in homes with pets versus the ones without. A furniture store can talk about, current design trends. I mean, none of these stories depend on people coming to the remote. They depend on proximity to the source material. And it's not something that you are going to have access to on a daily basis from the radio station. I mean, if you're sitting there scratching your head about what kind of content can we post on our website, let this be your goldmine discovery. If I were sending a promotion team or a morning show to a remote tomorrow, I'd challenge them to come back with at least 2 stories that you can post on the website. The first is the obvious recap of the remote event, everything that happened, photos, maybe an interview or something like that. The second is an article that could still be helping listeners a year or more from right now. More often than not, that's the story that's going to end up generating the most traffic on your website this month. All right. Your advertisers benefit from this approach just as much as the listeners do. Instead of receiving a few hours of exposure during your remote broadcast, they're now featured on the website page that can continue attracting visitors for months or years. Better yet, they're positioned as the local experts instead of simply as sponsors of the remote. That's a much stronger story for your sales team to tell when it's time to renew or get more remotes booked on the calendar. And here's the interesting part. None of this is really any extra work. You're already at the remote. You're already talking to these folks. You're already taking the photos. The only thing that's changing is being intentional about turning these moments into the content instead of letting them simply disappear once the remote is over. This approach fits perfectly with the way search engines and AI answer engines are evolving. We've been talking about being answer engines about different things around your community. Perfect way to get that information. All right. So now your website is going to be competing with every business around your community for things that people are searching for. If people are searching for the best place to buy boats in your town, if you answer that question with one of these posts, your website will be the one that is quoted and the one who receives the search engine goodness because you've provided that answer. These search engines out there, they're looking for complete trustworthy information about local communities, and a page that documents an event, introduces local business, and answers common questions and includes original photos and interviews. That's exactly the kind of content that they can understand and recommend. You're not only creating content for algorithms, you're creating useful resources now, and the algorithms naturally reward that. And if you don't like taking notes and writing an article from those notes, you know, I know folks are probably thinking, you know, gosh, now I got to answer all these questions. I got to write all the answers down. No. Record the interview of just you and them talking back and forth. It's not, tell them that it's not going to be for on air or anything like that. And then take advantage of these AI tools to take that transcript and then turn that into an article. We didn't have these tools way back in the day, but we do now. So take advantage of them. The more I think about it, the more I believe that remote broadcasts are now one of the most underutilized content opportunities radio stations have. You're already investing in the time, the personalities, the equipment, the planning, the airtime. Why not let all of that contribute to your online presence long after the van has disappeared and pulled out of the parking lot, all right? The next time your station schedules a remote, think beyond the broadcast itself, all right? Build a page before the event, update it while you're there, turn that into a recap afterward. Then, before you load that last piece of equipment into the van, ask yourself one simple question. What story can I tell simply because we were here today? If I were putting together a remote checklist, I wouldn't end it with pack up the equipment and make sure you have everything. It would be one more item. Come back with something that our listeners will still find valuable 6 months to a year from now. That's how you extend the life and value of every remote broadcast. More importantly, that's how you make every remote worth double more than just the few hours that you spent on location. All right. Hopefully you find these rants informative. If so, consider liking and sharing this podcast with your radio colleagues. And hey, if you're in the market for a new website for your radio station that provides the ability to create and share great stories like this online and compelling content with your audience, well, then reach out to us at skyrocketradio.com. Have an awesome week online making your radio station website better. We'll see you next time.
Looking to maximize your radio station's digital presence? Skyrocket Radio delivers custom websites and mobile apps built exclusively for radio stations by radio professionals. Our websites engage listeners and drive revenue, while the integrated apps keep your audience connected wherever they are. It's a complete digital solution designed to boost your station's reach and ad sales. To take your station's online experience to the next level, visit skyrocketradio.com.